Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sam Freedom Hour, number 38. For those of you who have not been following along all this time, all these lovely 37 prior shows that you have so foolishly missed, congratulations. I hope you've made good use of your time. But for those of you who have not been following all along, you should know that this is not the true Sam Freedom Hour number 38, because the first two were only 15 minutes. And I have sworn to say that at the beginning of every show, whether it floods enough to warrant another Noah's Ark or not, because that's just the way I am. Consistency or obnoxiousness, you decide. Okay, tonight's topic. It's a veritable free-for-all, only because I'm kind of coming to the end of doing these shows. For all I know, I could find myself doing Sam Freedom Hour number 100 after a while. And, you know, maybe my saying I'm coming to the end of my shows doesn't mean anything. Because it just seems to me that I need to move to the next level. And the next level is, if I go to the next level, look out, fucking world, because I have a fountain of creativity inside of me that is like a nuclear bomb of love, baby. And by that I mean, like, I would probably, and you can steal this idea if you want, because I have unlimited ideas, and if you need to steal ideas, well then, by golly, be my guest and take it, because you'll have a crumb and I'll have a fucking loaf, okay? So don't steal ideas. If you want ideas, come talk to me. I'll help you flesh them out. You can find me at myspace.com/Sam Freedom, or just look on the horizon for that big, huge fucking pair of balls wagging in the distance. It's probably me. I don't know if there's too many people who have them as big as I do, but that's up to you. You know, maybe you're a little bit shy. You don't like looking at a humongous set of balls on the horizon, okay? It's none of my business. But the reason I say come see me and we'll flesh it out is because you do have a seed of creativity in you that if you just add a little bit of the right attention to it, it will shoot forth, like that big balls and shoot forth. It'll shoot forth some incredible ideas that you can use for your own shows and stuff like that. Let's see, Robbie Friedman liked the idea of my radio shows, copied me immediately, and I know he'll probably hear this, so I'm not like saying it out of spite, and I don't really care. But you know, anybody who goes runs and tells him, Robbie, he mentioned you, it's like, you little faggot, get a life. Not Robbie, but the person who ran and told him. And let's see. Oh, yeah, so for those of you who want to flesh out some cool ideas, myspace.com/Sam Freedom. And if you want to see the other Blog Talk Radio shows that I've done, blogtalkradio.com/Sam Freedom. If you haven't figured it out yet, everything I fucking do, /Sam Freedom. If I ever own Google someday, it's going to be google.com/Sam Freedom. Okay, get it? Now, the reason I was even saying don't steal my ideas, just come ask me for some, you know, to help you figure your own ideas out, is because one of the next shows I'm probably going to do is I'll probably scour Craigslist and find a, find some properly priced whore, you know, for like $150 an hour, and pay her to come over and not do the obvious that many of you would probably like, many of you male listeners anyways, but pay her to do an actual on-air interview where I ask her a bunch of questions, and then I allow you folks to come in and ask her questions too. They will be questions that range from things like, well, I don't want to gross you out, but I'm sure a hooker's life is not pleasant all the time. I'm sure it's not even pleasant some of the time. You know, unless she's lucky enough to get a guy like me who just wants to interview her. And that's it, because, you know, we don't need no trouble over here, right? But I think it's perfectly legal to pay a hooker for, you know, for an interview. And why not? You know, I mean, if she's going to give up $150 when she could be banging somebody, might as well give her $150 for entertaining people. And this is good, clean, pure entertainment, you know? Like I'm like doing her a service. I'm like getting her off the streets for at least an hour and a half, and you know, helping her pay her rent and helping entertain you. I mean, is there anything more perfect than Sam Freedom, folks? You don't even realize it too. Lately, you haven't been visiting my blogs and shit. I mean, I used to do a blog like every other day, every 3 days, and now I don't really do them that much. That's because I just kind of felt like I was wasting my talents out here, you know? I mean, it's not like... Oh, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, let's see. Lately in the news, who gives a crap? We're coming up. We've all been witnessing the presidential campaign races. I am interested in politics. Not to the extent where I'm going to lose my fucking lunch over it. Not to the extent where I'm going to lose my sanity over it, like a lot of liberals and some extreme right-wingers. But I do kind of find it interesting, you know. I want somebody in the Oval Office who's going to project power into the world and not project vagina. And because you can't get it, you can't project vagina, okay, because vaginas go inward. So I want someone who can project penis power for the United States in the Oval Office. And the candidates that I'm looking at are Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney, I don't think he has the problem that some people think because of his Mormonism. I think we've had a lot of presidents in office, or we've had some presidents in office who probably could do a lot worse than Mitt Romney could because of his mere Mormonism. His Mormonism didn't affect him from taking charge of, like, the Olympic committees and getting those things done right. So, hey, you know what? Give the guy a shot. He has presidential charisma. He knows how to balance a budget. He doesn't put up with crap from anybody. And he would make a great vice president. Rudy Giuliani, on the other hand, so what? The guy's had some family values issues. But, you know, I think he votes with his conscience. And he also knows how to take a stance against things. I don't know how he'd do against terrorists. I can't see Rudy standing up there and saying, bring it on, but such is life. So, those are my picks. I think it's going to be Giuliani Romney, although the name is not as catchy. See, you know what's a catchy name? I've always kind of felt that catchy names are what really win everything, whether it's a store like Toys R Us, you know? Which would you rather go to, Toys R Us or Child World? I know Child World sounds cool, but Toys R Us, that just flows off the tongue. Toys R Us. Child World. Mm. You know, when you were a kid, Child World was all there was, so it rolled off the tongue better than any other stupid store your parents brought you to get toys and stuff. But now Toys R Us came along, flew off the tongue better, kicks Child World's ass. Am I right? Or am I right? I'm right. And if you said I was right, you're right too, courtesy of me. So, I think that Romney McCain has a chance of winning, or McCain-Romney, simply for the name value alone. It certainly kicks the ass of Clinton-Obama. The fuck is that? Clinton-Obama. It sounds like a disease from the South. Yeah, do you have Clinton-Obama-itis? Oh, shit. I have it, too. Oh, my God. Let's see a doctor. Clinton-Obama-itis. Well, Obama-Clinton, it just doesn't sound right. And I am sorry, folks. As far as we've come in this world, I don't see white America, or even black America, digging a white-black mix. A white-black imagine just the impression that we'll give off to the world and to all the jokesters with a black man with a white woman by his side, and she's subordinate to him. Now listen. Don't get on my case. Not that nobody ever does, really. Nobody ever gets on my case. They try. You know, they fire back a little bit once in a while. Don't get on my case about that. It's not that I really give a fuck. You know, it's not that I really believe that, like, there's some great meaningfulness to that. But I'm just sitting here as, like, a radio pundit just coming up with some ideas as to, like, what's going to happen in the world. And this is what I'm throwing out there. If you think it's ignorant, turn the fucking dial. You mean out of like 6 billion people in the world, you think there's like 8 fucking gazillion people listening to my radio show? Maybe someday. Well, I at least expect it, but, you know, such is life. I don't have Nostradamus here to forewarn me of that, but I'm not saying this maliciously. I'm just saying, oh, let's get real. Do you think the world is ready for it? Maybe they are. Maybe they are, but, I mean, it's just a funny little thing. A black man... like who has the dominant position over a white woman. Some people have no problem with that. Other people will think, that's a little odd. And the name Obama Clinton just doesn't roll off the tongue. Now, that is Clinton Obama, which sounds like a disease. But Romney McCain, that could be like one person's name. Hey, Romney McCain, how you doing today? Yep, see what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, it's how politics works. If it sounds good and you can repeat it over and over again and it feels good to say, people are going to do it. So just like, you know, if a massage was called a kakarpler, people wouldn't get them as often, no matter how good they felt. Because you wouldn't want to say it all the time. You wouldn't want to go, hey, how'd you like a nice kakarpler? How'd you like a nice kakarpler? It just, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, whatever, you know, why don't you just shit, fucking rub my back, okay? But you'd rather say rub my back than kakarpler. But then the word massage comes from France, right? And what do you have? People are like, oh, yeah, can you give me a massage? Oh, yeah, I'd love a massage. Okay? So these are the things we're up against, folks, that people are simple creatures. And we have Romney McCain. But you see, there's a problem. Even though they probably should and probably will win by merit, Giuliani Romney, it's neutral, okay? It doesn't hurt to say, and it doesn't feel good to say, but Giuliani Romney, Giuliani Romney, Giuliani Romney. They could shorten it to, like, Jewy, 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 Giuliani Romney, or maybe, like, Romiani. I don't know. Well, we'll see, folks. I mean, bottom line is this. We just need somebody to project a little more penis power in the world. You know, I'm not saying that we should go around kicking ass like we are right now, but I still think that we need to project forcefulness. We've got a lot of whiners in this country. They are the Achilles heel that the enemy aims for. You know who you are. I talk about you quite often. You are the liberals. And I get people in my blogs who tell me, oh, you're talking about the crazy liberals and not about blah, 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 and this one and this one. And it's like, the ones they mention as real liberals, they're nowhere to be found. Like, I find them by digging deep on YouTube, you know? But I don't find them in the news every day. I don't find them in the newspapers every day. In the newspaper, in the news, you always hear stuff about, I mean, not lately, but you hear about Cindy Sheehan, and you hear about Michael Moore, and you hear about, who else is some of the freaks? I don't know. George Clooney and fucking Alec Baldwin. You just always hear about these fucking kooks and those, oh, good old Sean Penn. You hear, these kooks that know nothing about politics always get in the press because they appeal to the lunatic fringe. But you don't hear about any of these sane liberals. You know who's actually a sane liberal that I really admire? Is Ed Koch. Okay. Doesn't mean I always agree with the guy, but he's sane, he's rational, he's respectful, he's intelligent, he's funny, he's got a sense of humor, not this little whippersnapper bullshit that's being sort of led on the Democratic front, led by people like Jenny Baucus, who's got those big wide gopher eyes and gopher teeth, and she sits there and just, like, talks over everybody, you know, like in this defiant little wide-eyed thing going on, and, you know, you really have to listen to her sometimes. I suppose if you're a downtrodden little imp, you probably feel that's nice to have somebody like that going to bat for you. But for those people who are not insecure and who can stand on their own, she's just an annoyance who somehow managed to sneak into the, get a backstage pass and sneak into the conversation. It doesn't really belong there. Let's see. 10:35. Show started at 10 o'clock. Actually, it started at 10:19, but I thought it was going to start at 10:30 tonight. So one fucking I am late for my own show. Such is life. I do these as big monologic rants. I know it's not a word, but if you shorten it to monologic, I think you might get a word in there. If not, we'll now add it to the dictionary. I'm going to do it right now. And you can't stop me because it's my word dictionary. Okay. Silliness. I posted a blog tonight at myspace.com/samfreedom. And the blog is... probably it has links to my 4 radio shows dealing with liberalism. For those of you who are nut job people on some type of a tear to investigate what I have to say about liberals, because you think it's very serious and important, well, go ahead, go check out the blog. It'll help you get to all 4 of them, and you can write your opinion, and we can discuss it later. for all we know, and I do give this credit to anybody and everybody in the world, I mean, it could be likely, it could be unlikely, I don't know, but I do give the possibility that any person who has ever said anything at some point in time may have had a change of heart in their life and may be a different person, maybe see the world differently, they may have been hard and softened up, they may have been soft and toughened up, they might have hated Jews, whites, or blacks, or Asians, and now all of a sudden they kind of see the error of their ways. So, you know, what gets said today doesn't necessarily reflect what a person says tomorrow. And what gets said 20 years ago doesn't necessarily reflect what a person says today. So just keep that in mind, people, as you go along in your business out there in life, because even you have probably either pulled the ponytails of a young girl and wouldn't want to be associated with that today, or you may have, if you're a woman, you may have kicked some guy in the balls. Who knows? We all have a little bit of a stinky seed inside all of us. That's what the yin-yang tells me. We're looking at 1037, folks. Now, this week, also in the news, we have had nothing but tragedy. I don't know, I haven't really seen much funny stuff in the news lately. Or even fun, interesting stuff. I've seen, like, wildfires, tropical storms, murders, people disappearing. My God, you expect at any moment the clouds are going to part and the trumpets are going to blare and Jesus is going to come back and say, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. Get Jerry Falwell out of here. Okay, I'm just kidding. He's probably not going to do that. For those of you on the religious right, sit back down and back away from the kitchen knife. Thank you. Actually, you know, the truth is, I didn't really know much about Jerry Falwell. I just know that whenever he was on the air, I had to really just calm myself down and listen to him because he struck me as one of those guys who, you know, he was like, I mean, and I could be off here, but he just struck me as one of those guys that was like some people I knew a long time ago who they felt like they were in the know, you know, that they were the privileged in the know people, and it wasn't enough that they were privileged and in the know, but it was kind of like you ought to be privileged and you ought to be in the know too, and if not, you're going to hell. Well, he doesn't monopolize on that, that's for sure, but he's also been like a man of values. One of the very few evangelical preachers that I've ever known of that was never caught in the backseat of a car with his secretary. But he, you know, I'll tell you, if I had to choose to have somebody in a foxhole with me during a war, you know, I think I'd rather have him than Michael Moore, you know. I don't know. Maybe neither one of them would pick up a gun. Maybe Michael Moore would be like, hey, you got yourself into this, now get yourself out of it. And maybe Jerry Falwell would be like, thou shalt not kill. You know, so maybe both of them would be equally useless. But in any case, I really didn't know much about Jerry Falwell, so I can't comment too much on that. I mean, I can be, you know, joke about it and be a little bit funny but or obnoxious, but I'm not going to go there. And let's see. Opie and Anthony. You know, this is one of those situations where I hear that these people have made some outrageous statements, and I did not immediately run to YouTube to go, like, check it out. So I don't even know what they said, or I don't even know what their callers said that they sort of, like, agreed with or laughed at, which would suggest some kind of permissiveness or allowance. And it got them suspended off of XM radio for 30 days. It's so funny, though. There's some people who would just, like, beside themselves. They think that XM radio should be a place where anyone can go and just say whatever they want. You know, like, that's why we came here, because you couldn't say that shit on the radio, on the FCC, you know, on the federal airwaves. It's like, the reason the FCC regulates shit is to kind of keep it half decent for our society. And is it really just give a big friggin' green light because people go on to a non-federally regulated airwaves that they should all of a sudden get to, like despicably malign people of virtue in our society? I don't think so. I think that, you know, there's consequences for shit. Nothing's free of consequences. You don't get to just go on satellite radio and be free of consequences. Or be free of the consequences of assailing dignity, assailing people of virtue. So, screw them. It's not the first time they've fucked up. And they should just count their blessings and kiss the ground that they even get a second chance. Because Imus didn't. And nobody told you that the real reason Imus was suspended was because that he picked on Hillary Clinton regularly. And Hillary Clinton, through George Soros and Media Matters, had some very deep connections and deep fingers into MSNBC. You don't know that story. It's now buried in the middle of Sam Freedom Hour number 38. That little seed. So anyways, let's see. 10:42, people. Only 20 minutes into this show. Only 20 minutes left in the show. I'm wondering if maybe I should just end it now. Or maybe not. I'll tell you, I'm going to be busy the rest of this week because I've got a few big things going on. One of them is a project I've been working on. It's coming really right down to the wire. And it's helped me to learn that if you really want to get anything done in life, sometimes you either have to really be extremely patient with people and have the goal not be to complete the project, but to do the best you can. Or if the project requires completion and precision, you have to find very disciplined people for it who have experience of getting these things done and working together, or you get to kick some serious fucking ass. And don't ever forget that. So if you want to be a leader or a manager or get a project done with some degree of accuracy and precision, you are, like it or not, either going to have to be extremely charismatic, okay? Or you're going to have to kick some serious fucking ass and perhaps probably even make some acquaintances into either, they'll either become more appreciative of your leadership skills, or they'll outright fucking hate you because they've grown too familiar. And you know what I'm saying, familiarity breeds contempt. It's pretty true, you know. Familiarity breeds contempt. It's like one day you wake up and you realize, holy shit, you know, I've got to kind of put my foot down here. Everyone's been nice and fat and comfortable being like a hound or a pig or a friggin' gopher around you. And now you have to kind of like make them wake up and be a little bit more human. And naturally, they've been getting a free ride or they've been coasting. They don't want to. Anyways, you can look around your own lives for examples of that shit. And if you don't have any, well, God bless you, honey, as the Italians say to each other when they're trying to say that you're crazy without saying you're crazy. God bless you, honey. God bless you. Don't change. Just stay exactly the way you are. That's right. God bless you, honey. So, yeah, if your life is perfect. And there's no examples of people whose asses you need to kick because you've let them get away with far too much, then God bless you, honey. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10:45, but that concludes Sam Freedom Hour number 38. In the future, keep in mind, I could very well, and I think I'm going to next week, have a bona fide Craigslist whore on the show. And I will let you ask her some questions. And there will be no masturbating on the show. So get your minds out of the gutter and keep your hands where I can see them. And once again, for those of you who do not yet know the greatness, Sam Freedom Hour number 38. You can find the other archives at www.blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com, sorry, blogtalkradio.com. If you really can't figure out how that's spelled, I suggest you go back to your English as a Second Language class, because it's really simple, folks. Blog Talk Radio. .com/Sam Freedom, and my MySpace website, where you can see some of my amazing creative, fun, genius, and fruitful blogs, www.myspace.com/Sam Freedom. And in parting, if there's probably one last thing I could do for you, it would be to ask you a very serious question, but I'm not going to ask it in the usual manner, which is to just, like, you know, like, ask. I'm going to do it in a very unique way that I've only done two or three other times on the show to other people. And that, my dear friends, is by very simply pressing this tiny little button here and having the internet ask you itself.
Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight.
You can just tell he's begging for an ass kicking.
Boring.
And that, my dear friends, is the retreat signal. And we are not retreating out of fear of the enemy. We are retreating, once again, we are retreating to a nice, cozy, warm bed in the Sam Freedom Labyrinth of Love, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Thank God. Good night!